In this bulletin, nurses and midwives across New South Wales are walking off the job in a statewide strike over staff shortages in public hospitals. The UN Secretary General holds talks with Ukraine and Russia's foreign leaders. And in sport, the former NRL star Jarryd Hayne is set to walk away free from prison after his sexual assault convictions were quashed. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Thousands of public hospital nurses are walking off the job in New South Wales, saying they are stretched too thin to give patients the care they deserve, especially in a pandemic. Around 150 public hospitals will be affected by the action from today, with the skeleton staff working to ensure patient safety. This registered nurse from a public hospital in Sydney's southwest says inconsistent nurse-to-patient ratios are his main concern, with some areas of Sydney having a higher nurse-to-patient ratio than others.
We find that discriminatory. We don't want to have a disparity in the nursing skills. They're all the same patient. They deserve the best quality of care. And we're advocating that the government should do the right thing by giving us the mandate of 1-to-4. All the states, regardless of wherever you work, we want 1-to-4 as the parity in all the nursing ratios. And that's what we're asking for.
The strike is in defiance of an 11th hour ruling by the state's Industrial Relations Commission, which on Monday ordered the union to refrain from any industrial action. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has spoken with the foreign ministers of Russia and Ukraine in the hopes of diffusing potential conflict between the two nations. The Russian government continues to deny any intention to invade Ukraine, but is concerned Ukraine's growing ties with the NATO alliance could make it a launch pad for NATO missiles targeted at Russia. But the United States government has warned Russia's invasion of Ukraine is imminent. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says there's no alternative to diplomacy.
I think what the Secretary General expressed to both foreign ministers was his serious concern over the heightened tensions around Ukraine. He welcomed the ongoing diplomatic discussions to diffuse those tensions and underlined yet again the fact that there is no alternative to diplomacy.
New South Wales has recorded 16 more COVID deaths and 8,201 new cases. Hospitalisations have dropped slightly overnight by 66 to 1,583, while 96 people are in intensive care. Meanwhile, Victoria is announcing 8,612 new coronavirus infections and 20 deaths. There are 441 people in Victorian hospitals, with 67 patients in intensive care and 14 on ventilators. And Tasmania has recorded 513 new cases of COVID-19 and no new deaths. Various media outlets are reporting that Labor Senator Kimberly Kitching has used parliamentary privilege to allege a wealthy Chinese-Australian businessman and political donor is behind a failed attempt to back political candidates in the next election. The claims came during a Senate estimates hearing where Ms. Kitching put the question to ASIO boss Mike Burgess. Mr. Burgess told the committee he would not discuss the matter publicly.
Senator, as I said before, I will not comment on speculation of who is and who isn't targets in general or in specifically as you're asking me there. I think it's unfair that you ask me that question in public.
New York's Chinatown community has held a rally for increasing security in Chinatown after a spate of assaults and murders that the community says are racially motivated. The latest incident saw a Chinese-American woman killed in her apartment after being followed home. Members of the community say they feel their neighbourhood has gotten increasingly dangerous throughout the pandemic. Protester Susan Lee is a survivor of a subway attack.
I'm at the point where I can't take it anymore. Our elected officials need to act. I am begging them to act so that not another life is lost. Too many lives have been lost. This is supposed to be a time of celebration in our community, and we're holding vigils. That is not the way we should be operating right now.
In sport, Jarryd Hayne has been granted bail. The former NRL star is set to walk away free from prison after his sexual assault convictions were quashed on Monday. The 34-year-old spent 9 months in jail upon being found guilty in 2021. Hayne will now be required to pay $20,000 with a seven-day period and meet all 15 bail requirements, including reporting to police 3 times a week, living with his wife, and not associating with any witness or the alleged victim. And now for a look at today's weather forecast. Perth, very hot and partly cloudy, 38 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 30. Melbourne, similar conditions, 24. Hobart, morning drizzle, 22 degrees. Canberra, sunny, 31. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 27. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, partly cloudy with a top of 28 as well. Brisbane, a shower or two, 27 degrees. Cairns, showers, 30. And Darwin, a possible storm, 35 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.